Tomorrow night, the NBA season gets underway, and the gravity of the league has truly moved to Southern California, with both the LA Clippers and the Lakers overhauling their rosters with stars atop both of those teams. The early favorite for the NBA championship are the LA Clippers, with Kawhi Leonard, the free agent who was signed after leading the Toronto Raptors to last year's NBA title. But he is going to be joined once he recovers from injury by Paul George, acquired in a big trade with Oklahoma City. So you got the two stars atop the Clippers, and the Lakers, of course, with the acquisition of Anthony Davis coming to Los Angeles to join LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, the young player whose star is ascending. He won't be in the lineup tomorrow night, but he's going to be there with their big three. Joining us to talk about the NBA in LA is A. Martinez, host of Take Two, and for many years the host of pre- and post-game Laker conversation on the Lakers station ESPN LA. It's an exciting year for NBA fans here.
Yeah, I've always dreamed of an all Staples Center Western Conference Finals, because if the Clippers and Lakers manage to get as far as all the experts deem that they will, that's what's going to happen. Both teams should square off if they're going to be right for the right to be in the NBA Finals, which would be pretty exciting around LA.
Now, do the players get their per diem if they're both playing
in LA? Because one would be the road team.
So, yeah.
So they all get their they get their money, Larry. They definitely get their money.
The Clippers, by the way, are the home team for tomorrow night's game at Staples. Also with us, Los Angeles Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, Bill Oram. Bill, good to have you with us again. Exciting time to be covering the Lakers.
Yeah, Larry, it's funny. I started covering the Lakers in 2013, which was the season after Kobe Bryant suffered that torn Achilles tendon that so dramatically reshaped the immediate future of the franchise. So I've never covered the Lakers in the playoffs, and I'm willing to go out on a limb here along with A and say I think this will be the year that I will actually work past April 15th.
Yeah, for them not to make the playoffs would be a meltdown so catastrophic by sports standards, it would be hard to fathom. So, Bill, your assessment of the Lakers, putting two big stars like this together, that sometimes takes a while to gel, doesn't it?
It can, and you know, we've seen this with LeBron James in the past. When you go back to his first season in Miami with that big three along with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, that team started very slowly. Obviously, last year with LeBron joining up with the young guys the Lakers had, they started 2-5. But when you go back to that Heat year, they still made the finals that year. They ultimately lost to the Mavericks, but that was a year that they were able to get things together in what was a pretty wide open Eastern Conference and get to the championship round. I would expect this Lakers group, just because of its all the veteran presence you find on this roster, with not just Anthony Davis and LeBron James, but guys like Avery Bradley, Danny Green, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo. You don't have a lot of teaching to do in the training camp. That has been a real theme from first-year coach Frank Vogel, another new guy, where really this is a group that has players who've been through the battles before. So while they're getting to know each other, they don't need to get to know the NBA game, really. So there are going to be some growing pains. There will be ups and downs. But there is at least an internal belief that this is a group that can, for the most part, hit the ground running.
I'm a big Danny Green fan. I think he's going to be a big help. And A, also, to me, Kyle Kuzma is really sort of the secret to this whole thing. If he continues to improve year over year, that's going to be a very potent third option.
Yeah, this stress fracture that he's got with his foot is a little annoying, I think, to a lot of Laker fans who were envisioning him taking that next step and maybe being part of a big three at some point with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. But yeah, he is someone that if the Lakers do wind up in the playoffs, it's because Kyle Kuzma has elevated his game to be the third option that the Lakers have behind James and Davis. If there is some issues with his stress fracture, if the Lakers are somewhat struggling, it's probably because Kyle Kuzma has not been able to contribute. So there, he is a pendulum in a way. Where he swings, I think, is where the Lakers' season swings as well.
Now, Bill, what about Frank Vogel, the Lakers coach? He has NBA experience, of course. He took a year sabbatical when he was out of work. What does he bring in leadership?
Well, I mean, certainly a guy who's been through kind of the rigors of the NBA. You have to remember he was the coach of the Indiana Pacers when they met LeBron James and the Miami Heat 3 straight years in the postseason. And there really wasn't a team that challenged that Heat super team like Frank Vogel's Pacers. In 3 years, he played the Heat 30 times. So if there's a guy who knows LeBron James, at least from the other side, it's Frank Vogel. And so I've actually spoken with him about what that history has done and how it has helped inform the way he's going to approach coaching him this year. He had some interesting thoughts on that. LeBron is the point guard of this team, both in title and deed, as opposed to just in functionality, which has kind of always been the case. And Vogel said that part of what got him on board with that plan was going back and rewatching his old Pacers series against the Heat and watching the way LeBron conducted that offense. So I do think that the history between those two, albeit as rivals, is going to be really valuable here, but also a defensive-minded coach, a tactician, and he really wants to focus on the defensive end. He has a guy in LeBron James who is going to be able to quarterback the offense, who can really think the game, but also an assistant coach, Jason Kidd, who is one of the great offensive maestros in the last couple of decades as well. So while there is some juicy speculation about how the Jason Kidd-Frank Vogel dynamic will play out, from a balance standpoint on the bench, there is some logic to it.
Well, and let's hope that LeBron James is really animated this season, because there were so many times last year he kind of looked to me like he's as great as he is. I mean, it sounds strange for a guy that talented to say he was going through the motions, but his heart didn't look in it a lot.
Well, as Bill said, he's around veterans now, and he doesn't have to sit and teach them every little part of this game. He's not changing diapers anymore on the NBA level. He's actually got grown-ups around him, and he's rested too. He's never had this kind of rest in what, almost a decade.
Oh, that's
Bill,
a good point.
Yeah.
He had the whole long off season.
He's been in the finals every year for almost 10 years, and now he's got the whole offseason to rest, relax, and recuperate.
So with the Clippers, they are the favorites, I think it's safe to say, with Kawhi Leonard, his extraordinary year leading the Raptors to the title, Paul George, the second star that the Clippers had to get Leonard to sign with them. So as you look at this team, do they have a weakness, or are they poised to be the favorite?
The one thing that I don't think anyone knows is the weight of expectation. How will they handle it? I don't remember a Clipper team in my Los Angeles Clipper watching history that is as well regarded and is expected to do as much as this Clipper team. And if they don't, say they struggle, Paul George isn't going to be around for the first 10, maybe 15 games. If they're at a 500 level and they're not dominating the NBA, people are going to wonder, hey, wait a second, why aren't you beating everyone like we thought you were? And they're going to have to answer those questions. How will they handle having the weight of expectation on them? That's something that no one knows.
And especially if Kawhi is rested, because that's something Toronto did with him, right, during the
regular
season.
Load management, that's the new term.
They gave him a lot of time off. Bill, what do you think is the Clippers' biggest challenge despite the huge talents?
I think it's just a matter of coming together. I mean, you're integrating... you have a group that actually has quite a bit more continuity than the Lakers do when you look at guys like Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, guys who've really kind of helped make up the fabric of that team and its identity over the last few years. So it's just integrating the guys that you got. But I do see them as the favorite in the West long term. But what's interesting, and you go back to talking about the sense of inevitability around a hallway series in the Western Conference Finals. The West is really, really good outside of L.A. When you have teams like Denver, who won the West last year as a young kind of, not a team without a superstar, but certainly a balanced group. Utah is kind of built the same way around Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert now. And also Houston now with Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
So that's going to be fun.
And Lakers getting to the Western Conference Finals, they might prove to be the best two teams at the end of the year.
Notice Bill didn't mention Golden State.
Yeah. Of course, with their loss of their big forward who goes to Brooklyn, but is out for the whole year, isn't he?
Kevin Durant's not
gone
this year,
for the... All right, thanks so much, Bill. Appreciate it very much. And Bill Oram, also someone to follow on Twitter. Always interesting insights.